Proclamation number 6472 of 10th of February, 1956. Impacts of the Word in the Afterlife. All spiritual conversations, every spiritual work, every spiritual thought pursues all the souls in the kingdom of the beyond who once had the opportunity to hear my word through you. It is a work of redemption of the greatest magnitude which is done with your help, because a single soul which has become free now sees its sole task in helping to redeem the souls which still languish in the abyss. And every soul has a large following, partly due to earthly ties, partly due to the same attitude of the souls around it, and therefore every redeemed soul will also find a large sphere of activity again, but therefore always return to you to fetch the nourishment it wants to hand out again. And you humans can believe that you are doing me a service by doing so, that I will truly reward you, for the surest and most effective means to snatch the soul from darkness is my word, which, however, cannot sound to them as long as they don't voluntarily turn to me. But you humans can form a bridge between the world of darkness and me. And I can exert an influence on these souls without acting unlawfully. If you let me speak to them through you, this address of mine does not fail to have an effect, especially on souls which have languished in darkness for a long time, which long for deliverance and which behold a ray of light in my word which makes them happy. The darkness of these souls is impenetrable, but helpful souls descend into this darkness and they call upon the souls to follow them, because these beings will ease also first required in order to now be able to offer them something which helps them up. Some only follow reluctantly, but they make an attempt to escape their fate, and only the least will experience his strengthening, for I know about every impulse and every thought and also consider every soul accordingly. But beings have also dwelled in the kingdom of twilight for an inconceivably long time, which therefore cannot enter more enlightened regions because they do not call upon the eternal light, because they do not know or acknowledge Jesus Christ, since their darkened spiritual state does not allow them to think enlightened thoughts. There, too, the enticing calls sound, the call together when my word is heard among you. They surround you in large crowds, at first indifferently following your work until they become attentive to the radiance of light which emanates from you as soon as you have established the bond with me and I can speak to you. These rays of light attract them and soon they also feel their benefit in themselves. And once this has occurred they will no longer leave you, they will only ever wait until the light flashes again, and it will also become ever brighter within themselves. Questions will arise which will be answered for them by unrecognized guides dwelling amongst them, and thus one soul after the other will release itself from its darkness or twilight area. And crowds of redeemed souls now gather their followers around them again and lead all into your circle. And I myself can now address all of them without having exerted any coercion of will, because you humans have lovingly offered your help for this, because you believe and therefore do what helps you all to be redeemed. Because you yourselves listen to my address and countless souls can now participate in it. You have become servants to me in truth, and your work is a blessed one. After all, it also extends to the spiritual kingdom and its inhabitants, whose number you cannot measure. For souls will gather everywhere where my word is listened to or read, and therefore every activity will also be blessed which applies to the spreading of my word, which I myself sent to you from above. For only one thing is important, that my living creations unite with me, be it on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond. That they find me in Jesus Christ and now call upon me, so that I draw them to my heart as children and can make them eternally blessed. Amen.